ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Well, my first question to you, ma'am, we would like to know is, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, what would be your age?
17.
17?
Yep.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well. Bear with me. Okay. And moving on, I'm just going to read some... Okay. I'm noticing here, ma'am, for this survey, I wouldn't be able to do it. Is there an adult in the house, ma'am, that's over 18 years old?
Yeah, that would be me.
No? Am I able to... Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking your age, and you said 17, 17?
No, you said how many children under the age of 18 live with you, and I said one, and you said in her age, and I said 17.
Oh, no, ma'am. I was asking your age. I was asking your age.
Oh, 56.
Oh, okay, ma'am. You sound very young. Moving on, ma'am. And we would like to know as well is, how would you describe your race?
Very white.
Okay. And what grade is your child currently in?
Senior.
Senior. Okay, ma'am. She wouldn't be any... Okay. And you don't have no other children that are between 1st to 12th grade, would you?
No, just the one that's 17.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Moving on. Well, to you, ma'am, which of the following best describes the school where your child was enrolled this year? Would you say a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, home in school, or a different format?
Tech school.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, when it comes to your child's progress in reading the school year, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
When it comes to what?
Your child's progress in reading the school year. Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. All right, and moving on, to the best of your knowledge, is your youngest K-12 child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yeah, above.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, has your youngest K-12 child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Would you say a yes or a no, ma'am, to that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And moving on, ma'am, well, what kinds of activities or supports did your youngest K-12 child's pediatrician ever recommend to you, ma'am? For example, I have things like reading with your child, introducing vocabulary, oral story time, singing songs.
I don't have any little kids. She's almost an adult.
No problem. Okay, ma'am. Well, in that case, that concludes the survey, ma'am.
I'm not doing any reading to a 17-year-old.
I understand. I completely understand, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too, bye.